Welcome to Clan Radio, powered by Wellwood Communications. We're only a matter of days now until the new-look Brayhead Clan take to home ice under John Tripp with those games against Leuven Frankfurt. Now, I know many of you have been a little concerned the team looks a little threadbare, so hopefully this latest signing, Tyler Shattuck, will help alleviate your fears. Tyler comes to the Clan after a spell with Alaska Aces and someone with leadership experience playing in the ECHL and the AHL as well. Now he's on his way to Glasgow, but before he leaves to come here, he's on the line to talk to me now. Tyler, firstly, welcome to the club. How much of an appeal was coming to the UK and to Brayhead Clan?
It kind of just came up last minute here. Gareth and John got a hold of me a couple weeks ago, and I was pretty set on going back to the ECHL, and they kind of convinced me to come over, so I'm pretty excited about it.
Good. Now, as we speak, the club have just finished their first weekend of pre-season games and a week of camp as well. Now, assuming you head over very soon, how quick do you think it'll take you to catch up in terms of fitness?
It won't take me long. I've been preparing to go back and play all summer, so obviously you guys start a little earlier than the East Coast does, but I've been skating here for a couple weeks, and I know the season doesn't start till September 9th, so it should be lots of time.
And of course, you know, being a guy that's coming in a bit later, is there a little extra pressure on you to sort of hit the ground running, if you like?
I don't know if there's any extra pressure. It's just getting there and getting familiar with my teammates. I know a few of the guys that played against them, and I was drafted to St. Louis with Dottie there, so I know him personally, and I played against like Embach and Brace and those guys, so I don't think it'll be too much of a transition.
And I see from last season's Alaska team that there's a few names in there that leapt out at me. That some of those guys are now playing here in the Elite League, a few all over. Did you lean on any of those guys to get any thoughts on life in the UK?
I haven't really talked to anybody. I mean, I just know the UK just from people going over there and whatnot. And to play some golf over there, that really intrigued me as well. So I'm pretty excited to come over there.
You'd be amazed how many people tell me that good stuff. So, Tyler, what do you bring to the team on and off the ice? Tell us about yourself a little bit.
I'll bring some scoring, and I'm a big body, so I'll bring some physical play. Pretty much your typical power forward. Off the ice, I've been captains of junior teams and pro teams, so I think I can bring some leadership over there, and I'm excited for the opportunity.
And of course, having that level of leadership, do you feel that there's a responsibility, although you might not be the captain as such, but having that those leadership qualities, that does that kind of fall on you a little bit?
Yeah, I think I think it's just something that comes naturally. I think it's just kind of like a work ethic and demeanor type thing. So more of just a lead by example guy than a rah-rah guy. So they'll be able to see by my play.
And of course, you mentioned that Gareth and John had been speaking to you the last couple of weeks. Given what you've told me about what you bring to the team, given what John had said to you, was that something that attracted you to Brayhead, how you'll fit into his plans?
I just kind of liked where John was coming from. I think that he's a pretty straightforward guy, and he'll tell you how it is. And I mean, he just finished playing, so it's always nice to have a guy that's been through it, and he's played in all the different leagues. So, I think that he brings a wealth of experience, and I think he'll be good for us.
What do you look to gain from your time in the UK? Is there anything in particular that you want to do while you're over here on and off the ice? Well, you mentioned golf for a start.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind playing some golf, but I would just want to come over there and help Brayhead win some games. I know that they're usually one of the better teams over there, so I look forward to that again this year.
And as always with these things, there's an administrative process that needs to be followed. So are you hopeful of being here for next Saturday? Is it going to be a bit lengthier than that, do you think?
I don't really know the process, as this has been my first year over there, but I know that I'll probably have to go to Vancouver, which is about a 7-hour drive for me from where I am. So I'll have to go there and apply for my visa. And then I think, I'm not sure what they have to do on their end, but, I'm sure Gareth will let me know what I got to do.
And that's it. And you're going to be pretty much living out of a suitcase for the next little while, at least anyway, won't you?
Yeah, I think that comes with the territory playing hockey. I feel like I've spent half my life in hotels.
And have you done your research on the club and the fans and everything that's got to offer? You had a look at that?
Yeah, I have. I've just been recently kind of looking at it. I saw that you guys, the rink looks pretty new and looks like a good facility in the shopping mall there. Everybody tells me, I had a friend that played over in Dundee, the Dundee Stars there, a couple of years ago, he said Brayhead was one of the best places to go play because it was always lots of fans and sold out and all that stuff. So no, I'm pretty excited.
Excellent, Tyler. Well, thank you for your time. We look forward to meeting you when you get here.
Okay, perfect. Thanks a lot.
That's new signing Tyler Shattuck there talking to me about his move to the Clan. I was also joined on the line by the coach, John Tripp, and he gave an insight into how Tyler would fit into the Clan team this season.
Yeah, well, we were looking for some players, and we have this list, and Tyler was a top one of them. He's a big centerman, and he shoots right, so he has some skill, but he has some size, and he's going to help us definitely with our team.
How did he come up on your radar? How is he a player that you became alerted to?
Just like anything, word of mouth. You know, everybody talks with everybody, coaches, agents, and someone brought us to our attention. I looked it over for some time, and then I talked to him, and he has got a really good family, so I know he's a good person. I talked with him as well. So his dad's been helping through the process, which I like to see when the family is involved. It means they care. So I'm excited to have him aboard.
You talked about the fact he's got a good shot on him and things like that, but I also know he's got good experience in North America and good leadership as well. He's been a captain in the past. Was that another asset that attracted you to get him?
Yeah, well, that's a bonus. That'll help. That's always experience and leadership always helps, especially down the end when leadership's not easy to find. And if you can have a bunch of different leaders, it'll just make the team that much better. So that's an extra element that was good for us. It was just a bonus, but what initially sparked our talks was he's a center. We don't have any except for Craig right now. And we still need a couple more centers. So, and he shoots right, which is always nice to have. You don't see that too often. And a big center is not easy to find as well.
And finally, just before we go, as it's well documented, there are still gaps in the team. How's the rest of the recruitment process going so far?
Oh, it's going well. We still have lots of talks with some more people, and we're looking still to add, which is really nice. It's to see it come together. We still have a lot of work cut out, but we spent half the day with the guys in the morning practice, and the other half Gareth and I are talking about players and putting it together. And there's a lot of options out there. We're just trying to piece the right players together. It's a good experience, and I can't wait till we get this all set behind us.